You're now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
We have been able to survive the only off week of the regular season. Now we go to the end of November here for the NASCAR Cup Series. There's a lot to talk about in today's episode. We've had some big news stories, and we're also going to talk about our top fantasy picks here for this weekend at Nashville Speedway, the 1.33-mile concrete intermediate track. That and more in today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. I'm glad to be back on. Definitely missing almost 2 weeks at this point. Definitely affected me, just for the simple fact I'm just like, what do I even talk about? Do I even do an episode? Nah, probably not. But I did enjoy the off week, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the off week as well. Maybe you went out and enjoyed the weather, since now we're in the summer stretch. So we know that the weather's getting really, really nice. I decided to hang out at home. Didn't do anything outside. Why? Because I'm a bum. There's no other way to put it. But I was hanging out with my girlfriend. We went bowling and we watched a couple movies. Just wanted a chill weekend. So I really did enjoy that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed your weekend. Maybe it was enjoying the weather, or maybe you were watching the IndyCar races as well, as I do believe the K&N series was also racing as well. So you guys had opportunities to watch races, even though NASCAR was not on this weekend. But now we do not have an off week for the rest of the season. So that means every single weekend from here all the way to November, we'll have a NASCAR Cup Series race. And that's going to be intense. That's going to be really intense on these teams. It's going to be intense on the drivers. It's going to be really enjoyable for us fans, because every single weekend from here on out, we got races to enjoy. Now, even though we had the off week, there was actually quite a bit of news that came out here in the NASCAR racing world. And some really big news at that as well. The biggest one being, the number 4 machine has just made the announcement on who will be in the car for Stewart Haas Racing in 2024. And that driver is a driver who's running full-time in the Xfinity Series. He's been a replacement driver. He's substituted for Chase Elliott, and now he will finally be running full-time in the Cup Series starting in 2024. I'm talking about Josh Berry from Junior Motorsports. And it was just announced on June 21st that he will be the next driver for that number 4 Ford Mustang machine for the NASCAR Cup Series. I think this is a great option. It truly is. Because Josh Berry, definitely one of the older drivers there in the Nationwide Series. Holy crap. Xfinity Series, as most of them are in their young 20s. That's not Josh Berry. But he has proved time and time again that he is still a great driver. It doesn't really matter on age when it comes to him, because he's always competing near the front. And then when he was driving the number 9 machine, he did an incredible job. Remember at Richmond, the man finished second place. That was unbelievable. Granted, it was a pit strategy, but hey, he kept the car clean to give him that opportunity to make that strategy, and it worked out really well. So I'm very excited to see what Josh Berry does here for Stewart Haas Racing. Now we have the driver lineup being Chase Briscoe, maybe Eric Almirola. That has not been fully decided yet. I think it's still up in the air whether or not he's returning for 2024. You got Ryan Preece in the 41, and now Josh Berry. So if Eric Almirola leaves, there's hardly not that much experience in the Cup Series level for these drivers. I think the one who have the most experience is technically Ryan Preece. I think it would be Ryan Preece. So it's going to be very interesting to see where Stewart Haas Racing goes. They're completely doing a complete overhaul, similar to what Hendrick Motorsports did a few years back. And it worked out really well for them, so hopefully the same thing happens for Stewart Haas Racing, because they need some luck to go in their direction. And maybe, just maybe, having Josh Berry in the number 4 will definitely help out that organization as a whole. Also in the Cup Series news, the number 42 machine of Noah Gregson will be making the return back to Nashville Speedway after missing the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma due to concussion-like symptoms. If you guys do remember, during the Gateway race, there was a lot of brake issues. A lot of people stayed up near the top, so they didn't really get injured. But unfortunately for Noah Gregson, he stayed at the bottom, and he hit that wall hard, like very hard. And unfortunately, because of that, he got concussed, which forced him to miss a race. if he was going to get concussed, I think this was the best time to get it because he had that off week. It's terrible that he suffered that injury, but at least he only missed one race, and now he will be returning back here to Nashville. That team just needs a W in any shape or form. And Noah Gregson's been absolutely struggling this year, so I'm hoping for a good return for him. I don't think he's anywhere near like fantasy prospects, but we just want a good result out of him, and he definitely deserves it because, man, Legacy Motor Club is definitely struggling, but they will at the very least have their primary drivers in both their cars. Some other bit of news that was talked about here in the racing world, an interesting team has been in the news a couple times here and there, but has not made a start yet here in the Cup Series, and that is 3F Racing. If you don't know who 3F Racing is, it's this team that plans to run the number 30 machine, and I think they're a German-based team. And they thought they were going to start early in the season, maybe even the Daytona 500. Well, turns out they've had visa problems this whole time. And so they haven't been able to have a car ready or even have a pit crew able to come on over. Now that doesn't seem like to be an issue anymore. However, they still don't have the car fully developed. So they're hoping by the end of the season, in the last four races, they'll be able to run those races here with the number 30 machine. So you might finally see an open charter car starting to make a few attempts here in the NASCAR Cup Series. I certainly hope so because I like seeing small teams run here in the Cup Series. I want to see a full roster. It can go up to 40 cars. And unfortunately, none of these open charter cars are attempting races. So hopefully we see this 30 car by the end of the year. I don't know who's going to be the driver of the car. There was rumors that it was going to be Ryan Vargas as he was being kind of a developmental driver for this team, maybe even a teacher, I'm not sure, but it sounds like his name's been popping up, so that might be the potential driver here. But in the meantime, we'll just have to wait and see if 3F Racing does make a return, make a debut here in the 2023 season. Down here in the Xfinity Series, so now that we've heard that Josh Berry is out of the number 8 car after the 2023 season, who's going to step into that ride? There's a lot of names coming up right now. You could have someone from the Truck Series, maybe like a Carson Hocevar move his way up. But a lot of people are looking at Kyle Weatherman potentially being the next driver. That makes sense. He's been doing really good in small equipment in both the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series. Dale Earnhardt Jr. himself has called out his name and say, I would like to give him an opportunity. Well, now with this ride opening up, Kyle Weatherman could be the potential driver. But in the meantime, he's still getting opportunities with some teams as he will be driving for JD Motorsports at Nashville Super Speedway. I know I kept saying Speedway. It's Super Speedway, so my bad on that. But I'm happy whenever you see Kyle Weatherman in the car because he is a great racer. He's done really, really good with equipment that is at best a top 25, and he somehow gets a top 10. It's going to be very interesting to see what he can do with his number 4 car that has been really struggling this year to make races. So if he does really good, then by all means, he definitely deserves a big opportunity here at the Xfinity Series because he has just shown it. He really has. Other bit of news, and this one should have been talked about during the Cup Series news, Joe Gibbs Racing has sold a minority stake in their team, and the person that they sold it to was Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment and Arctos Partners. Now, the reason why this is very interesting is, one, I mean, a stake of a race team is getting sold. That's always big. But this team right here is the same team that looks to be acquiring the Washington Commanders. And if you know Joe Gibbs' history, he used to be the coach for the Washington Redskins. So kind of interesting how this has gone a full circle. Now, what does this mean for Joe Gibbs Racing? Could potentially mean more sponsorships coming on in. That, don't quote me on that for sure. It could mean someone else is going to want potentially more say in which drivers are running which cars. But at the overall, I don't think it's going to make too much of a change. But based on what I've been seeing with Joe Gibbs Racing, they have been losing some top drivers, and especially to sponsorship. You lost Kyle Busch. FedEx is no longer running every single race for the number 11 team, which they used to for the last decade or so. So they definitely need some help on that end, and maybe, just maybe, Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment is going to help out Joe Gibbs Racing by the significant investment that they have made with the team. Also, a bit of news here in the Xfinity Series. Now we're going to go to the Chicago Street Course. Some names are starting to get announced, as you guys are well aware. The number 67 machine for the Cup Series is going to be making a return. You're also going to have Project 91. They're going to be running the Cup Series. But there's one important rule that they have here on the Chicago Street Course, and that is no Cup Series drivers can race in the Xfinity Series race. A team that that affects is Colic Racing, because they're number 10 machine. They don't have a primary driver that really stays in that car full time, because most of the drivers have been hopping into that car have been Cup Series drivers. Well, it was just announced on June 20th that Justin Marks will be making his return to the Xfinity Series to compete in that race, and he will be racing the number 10 jockey machine for Colic Racing. I love it. This is cool. You're literally seeing an owner of a Cup Series team racing for another Cup Series owner who also has an Xfinity Series team. This is going to be neat. I don't expect him to be winning the race or anything like that, but a top 10 finish would be absolutely stellar for Justin Marks. And the Chicago Street Course, I know a lot of people are kind of bagging on it, but it's still going to be very interesting, to say the least. You're having some interesting names pop up here for this race. You have multiple drivers in, multiple cars that we did not expect a few weeks back. I mean, who would have thought we would have saw the 2311 number 67 machine make a return this year? And they're coming back with the driver located in the Asia continent. I can't remember his name right now. I almost don't want to say Japan, because now I'm like really drawing a blank. So there's that. There's Project 91. And now you have the owner of Trackhouse Racing running down the Xfinity Series race. This is some really, really cool stuff. And then let's wrap it up here with some Truck Series news. We just got the announcement that Lane Riggs, son of Scott Riggs, is going to get an opportunity with the Spencer Boyd's team in the number 02 truck. So I'm hoping for a really good performance there by him. And the ARCA Menards West champion of Jake Drew will be making his NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series debut at Nashville Super Speedway with Thor Sports Racing, running the number 66 machine. It's going to be interesting to see if he's going to be able to qualify, because that is one of the trucks that needs to. They definitely have speed, but I have seen trucks that have a lot of speed and unfortunately have qualifying issues. I'm not trying to curse him, but he is one of those drivers in question. So 38 trucks here for 36 spots, but I'm pretty confident that he'll make it in. But Jake Drew, the ARCA Menards Series West champion, finally gets his opportunity here in the Truck Series. And that was the biggest bit of news here in the NASCAR racing world. Definitely some big announcements, especially involving Stuart Haas Racing. It kind of went all over the place, but I mean, I didn't know any other way to cover all that except just throwing it at you, because we just had a lot of news stories since we've been off for 2 weeks. But enough about that. It is now time to dive into the most important thing here on these episodes, and that is our fantasy picks. Now, last week, or 2 weeks ago, see, I'm already getting screwed up. Not going to lie, I did not do you guys any favors. I really didn't. The picks were a little rough, so since this episode's getting posted a little early, because I do have some prior arrangements that I need to get taken care of on both Friday and Saturday, these picks you might want to take with a grain of salt, because we don't know how they're going to do in practice and qualifying. I'm mostly basing this off of this season so far, as well as past results, but you also got to take into consideration practice and qualifying. So do keep that in mind. Hopefully I can post like a quick episode for you guys. May not be to the same level of production as we have these ones, even though this is not like super great production as it is. But for now, just keep that in mind when we look at these fantasy picks. But without further ado, let's dive into the Ally 400 for our top picks here at Nashville Super Speedway. Alrighty guys, you know how this works. We do it by fantasygames.nascar.com. You will have six drivers on your roster. Five of them will count towards your final score. You're also going to have four featured matchups, so it's very important to get those ones correct as well. And it's also very important to pick the right drivers, because you can only use one driver 10 times throughout the regular season. Now, for our top picks, I like to pick a Chevrolet, a Ford, and a Toyota first. I want to see if I can get the best of each manufacturer. I think for the Chevrolets, we'll first start that one off, and I think this one is going to be an easy decision. We got to throw Kyle Larson as a top pick here for this weekend. Kyle Larson has not finished worse than fourth here at Nashville Super Speedway. Now, it was quite shocking to see how he did at Sonoma. I thought he was going to have a great run at Sonoma. Turns out he really wasn't a factor at all in that race. But you know what? Road courses can sometimes be hit and miss. Right now, Kyle Larson has had a lot of speed this season, especially at intermediate racetracks. And this track may be a little shorter than some of the mile and a halves. He still has really fast equipment. If he's anywhere inside the top five or top 10 even for qualifying, he will be a contender in the race. So I think Kyle Larson is a slam dunk as far as a top pick goes. Really no surprise there. And far as the Toyota camp goes, there is definitely some good options here. I know Martin Truex Jr. is on a bit of a high right now. Christopher Bell has shown his consistency. And Denny Hamlin, it's been a little hit and miss for him. I think the best option to go with here for this race will be Martin Truex Jr. Just for the simple fact that Martin Truex Jr. got his victory at Dover International Raceway. I think that's what it's called. Let's just say Dover. And I'm screwing up all the racetrack names this episode. But look, Martin Truex Jr. is on an absolute high right now. The team has so much momentum. He's been super consistent as well. It's not just like he's only had these two good races and that's been about it. No, they have been there near the top. He has some of the most points than anyone else here in the NASCAR Cup Series. I think he's, if wins did not matter, I think he'd be sitting fourth in the points. So a lot of consistency going on there. But you get the win at Sonoma, you have momentum there. You get a win at a concrete track, you got to be happy about that. You go into a concrete track, and just things look really positive for Martin Truex Jr. And also, the past few races, he's already been finishing near the front before Sonoma. So Martin Truex Jr. definitely looks to be one of the more consistent drivers here in the Toyota camp. I think he'll be the top representative here this weekend for Toyota. And as far as the Ford camp goes, we got a few options to go with. And when I mean a few options, I literally mean max five picks that are even worth anything. I think the best option is Kevin Harvick. I know I've been saying Kevin Harvick quite a bit lately, and it's kind of been biting me in the butt. But he's super consistent here at Nashville from his past two finishes. A 10th place finish and a 5th place finish in both the 2022 and 2021 race, with his average running position being around 7th. The Penske camp, it's just too risque for me at this point. I just don't know what I'm going to get out of there. Maybe I would lean towards Joey Logano just a little bit. But even then, I mean, at Sonoma, he was able to lead some laps, but it was mostly due to pit strategies. That's about it. Actually, I don't even know if he led any laps. The only reason why he was running up front was just that. So, I don't know. Joey Logano's just way too all over the place. Ryan Blaney is a little bit of a chaotic finish. I mean, he's had fast cars. It's just whether or not he can make it to the finish. And Austin Cindric, I don't know if I could ever trust Austin Cindric at this point. Stewart Haas Racing, besides Kevin Harvick, has been a little bit all over the place. And RFK Racing had some pretty rough finishes here in the last 2 years at Nashville. So I feel like the best Ford option will be Kevin Harvick. I think at the very least, he's a number two pick as far as fantasy leagues go. Two more spots left here in our top picks. I think one we got to throw in here is going to be the number 24 of William Byron. William Byron has shown speed here at this racetrack when he kind of struggled in that number 24 machine. And this year, he has not been struggling at all. It's been one of the fastest cars out on the racetrack. Picks are running a little slim on him, and that is definitely a concern. But I'm thinking of the next few tracks coming up. We don't know what's going to happen at the Chicago Street Course. We saw the road courses, and we're kind of scratching our heads like, I don't know if that 24 car is really road course worthy of a fantasy pick based on what we've seen at the intermediate tracks. Pocono could be an interesting one. Michigan, maybe. I'm trying to think on how he did at the Auto Club. He wasn't really a top contender in that race, so I don't know. I feel like right now, just rely on him for intermediate tracks. This is one of the, honestly, last intermediate tracks that we're going to see here for a very long time. So, yeah, throw in William Byron. William Byron should be a great pick here. And even if you're down to three picks, I'd still say he's still worth a shot. If for some reason he shows any signs that he's going to struggle in this race, similar to like he did in Sonoma, then leave him off, but I really don't see that one happening. And then for the final top pick, let's throw the number 11 of Denny Hamlin into the mix. Denny Hamlin had himself a great car at Sonoma and unfortunately made a very, very odd mistake. There's just no other way to put it. It was an odd mistake on his end. He still has had a lot of speed. And I look at how he ran here last year. He was able to qualify on the pole, lead 114 laps with an average running position of 4th. That, I mean, great performance by him right there. And then even the year before, yes, his finish was 22nd, but his average running position was in the 10th spot. So he had himself a very fast car. So I feel very comfortable with Denny Hamlin right now. Joe Gibbs Racing has been a little bit of a question mark if you compare it to like someone like Hendrick Motorsports, but they still have been near the front. and we really can't take that away from him, them. I see a good run here for that number 11 machine. I see him being right there with Martin Truex Jr. I think Martin Truex Jr. has a slight edge, but Denny Hamlin won't be that far behind. So those are your top picks here for this weekend in Nashville. We have the number 5 of Kyle Larson, followed by the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr., the number 4 of Kevin Harvick, the number 24 of William Byron, and the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Now it is time to fill up the rest of our fantasy roster here with our mid-tier picks. These are drivers we don't think will be running for the victory. However, they should be able to score some stage points and overall good fantasy points here for your roster to help you finish up front. Now, the first one I want to put on here is a driver that I was going to put in the top picks, but due to the way he's been struggling the last couple of weeks, I don't think he's really considered a number one pick at the moment. And that is the number one of Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain has had two top five finishes here, and they were decent runs. They were really decent runs. I mean, in 2021, he led four laps, was able to finish second, had an average running position of 10th, and that was when he was driving the number 42 machine, which, let's be honest, Chip Ganassi Racing was probably a level down from Trackhouse Racing. And his time at Trackhouse Racing, obviously, the cars were really, really good last year. He had himself a really, really good run. Whatever Justin Marks had a conversation with him, it definitely affected him. With that being said, he's also had some bad luck. I think right now, I wouldn't expect him to be contending for the victory or leading a bunch of laps, but he still has had so much success here in the past as it is that he's worth a shot on your fantasy roster. He should be a number 3 pick minimum. I know there's a little bit of concern for him, especially in the last couple of weeks, but I mean, Trackhouse Racing knows how to get their program back in the right direction. I'm pretty sure this off week is going to really help them out. I think they did some more talking. They figured out, hey, what do we need to make adjustments on? So I feel comfortable with Ross Chastain giving him another opportunity here, even though the last few races have been a little bit of struggle for that number one machine. Also, speaking of someone who's had a little bit of problems here recently, but we should give him a shot, is going to be the number one of Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott, let's not lie, his return has been rough. It's been really rough. He had that 1 week suspension due to purposely wrecking the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. He was really not a factor at all in the Sonoma race. I know he finished near the front, but at the same time, it was due to a pit strategy, and he really had nothing for Martin Truex Jr. The fact that he sacrificed the lead that late in the race, saying, "Here you go, Martin Truex Jr., I got nothing for you," just shows that he just got very lucky on the pit stops. I mean, I don't see him doing horrendous in this race, but he's another one. He's like Ross Chastain. He has great finishes in the past, great performances here at Nashville. It's just I don't see it at the same level right now. He's still worth a shot to pick him. I really think so. It's right here in that kind of area where it should be one of his better races. And I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. When is it going to turn around? When is he going to be as good as he was before the injury? Well, that's kind of tough to say. But at the same time, a struggling Chase Elliott is still a decent Chase Elliott. It's still worth a number 4 pick on your fantasy roster. I'm thinking of the races coming up here next, and he should do really good in those races, but they're also kind of question marks. Atlanta Motor Speedway, I mean, anything can happen there. The Chicago Street Course, who knows what's going to happen there. New Hampshire, that doesn't really scream like a track for me. So out of these next 4 races, I think Nashville's the best option for Chase Elliott if you're running short on picks for him. So give Ross Chastain a chance and give Chase Elliott a chance. And also give Christopher Bell a chance. I think Christopher Bell is going to be more of a top 10 car in this race. He's going to be pretty consistent. His average running position was 10th and 14th here at Nashville in the last couple years. Finished 8th and 9th. I don't think he'll be at the same level as his teammates, but it still should be a really good run for that 20 machine. There's really not much else to say. He's had super consistent goings, especially at intermediate tracks. I feel comfortable with Christopher Bell as a number 4 pick. 2 more spots left, and right now it's been all the top drivers. It really has been. But for some reason, what we've seen in the past, that's just really how it's been here at this racetrack. Just the top drivers in the season are going to be the ones that are going to be competing for the victory. That's what it's shown in 2021, and that's what it showed in 2022. With that being said, why don't we throw Joey Logano in? Joey Logano, Things seem to be going a little bit in the right direction. I wouldn't say it's fully in the right direction. So I see Joey Logano as a fifth pick here for this weekend. I think he'll be flirting around with the top 10, maybe even potentially 11th or 12th, which kind of worries some people. But I feel like Joey Logano still finds a way to keep getting those stage points, and that's pretty important. That's really important here for these mid-tier picks, because if they finish 11th, and they're able to finish second in one of the stages, just getting that extra 9 points can put him in mid-30s. And if that's your fifth pick, that's great. That's really, really good. So Joey Logano is more of a riskier pick. I don't think he's going to be really competing for the victory. His goal today, this weekend, is to get a top 10 finish. But I see him able to do that here in this number 22 machine. Right now, the mid-picks are almost looking like the gamble picks. I'm not going to lie. But if I had to pick out of these four, I think the one that I'm going to give the slight advantage to is going to be Christopher Bell, just for the fact that I think he has shown more consistency. But like I said, with Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain and now Joey Logano, don't shy away from these guys. These guys have been a little bit of a worrisome bunch, but you know what? They also can turn a race around and do really, really well at the same time. So one more pick here in the mid-tier list, and I'm trying to honestly think which driver I want to go with here, because there is some decent options. I'm not going to say there's great options here. Who do we want to go with? I think after the great performance that he had, and especially in the last few races, I don't think he's really more of a gamble. I say he's a mid-tier pick. I'm going to go with the number 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has been showing a lot of good consistency, been running around the seventh position. That's who you need here in these final spots. And I never thought Ricky Stenhouse Jr. would be a consistent person here on our fantasy roster picks. And not only is he a gamble driver, like I said, let's move him up a notch. Just solid runs at Gateway, a solid run at Sonoma, a solid run in the Cole 600. The team has really cranked it up to a new level. And that Daytona 500 win has really helped them out. You have seen it here. The results are starting to show. And he's also had a sixth place finish here in 2021. Now, granted, that's a completely different car. But with that alone just proves to you that he likes this racetrack. A 16th place finish in 2022, and maybe not the most comforting finish there, but this is a completely different turn of events from last year. Just really good runs for this number 47 machine. And I honestly think he's going to be flirting around inside that top 10 once again, and more than likely going to be running in that 7th position. So those are our mid-tier picks. Some pretty interesting ones here. A little bit of gambly ones, just because they're sometimes mostly top picks, but they still could have themselves a decent run. We got the number 1 of Ross Chastain, the number 9 of Chase Elliott, the number 20 of Christopher Bell, the number 22 of Joey Logano, and the number 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Now we move into the final category, and that is the gamble category. We have our garage pick. Which driver do we want to throw in there that is a huge gamble, but could be worth an option and could be an honest sleeper here in this race? Now, there are some interesting ones here to consider. There really is. And I think one to really consider here, and it's kind of crazy that I'm putting him in the gamble category. He's more of a mid-tier pick, but he has struggled recently. He really has struggled. He really hasn't been showing that he is really one of the more top drivers. A decent run at Gateway, but we expected way more out of him at Sonoma, and that's Daniel Suarez in the number 99. Daniel Suarez is going to be running around inside the top 13 throughout this entire race. The question is whether or not you think he's going to be more in the top 10 or more outside the top 10. That's going to be the big difference here with Daniel Suarez. Now, the things that are pointing him in the right directions are the simple fact that he did really good at Gateway, which I know is not technically a duplicate track of Nashville. In fact, there's a lot of differences between the two, but at least he shows when it's to those smaller tracks, like in between 1 mile, 1.5 miles, he has shown speed. So I feel a little bit confident there. The road course was definitely a shocker, but at the same time, he also did mess up the gears early in the race, so that could have played an effect. With a fifth place qualifying position in 2022 and also a seventh place finish in 2021, I feel confident enough on giving Daniel Suarez a gamble here this weekend. Another driver to really consider to take a gamble on will be the number 34, Michael McDowell. Great run at Sonoma, and also has had some decent runs here in the last couple of years in that number 34 machine. I think he's worth a shot here in fantasy rosters. I think he'll be right there, right around the top 15. It's going to be pretty interesting to see what he can do there near the end. I say for Michael McDowell, if he's running 13th or better in stage one and stage two, he's worth the gamble. You may want to put him in. But that's only if you have one of your drivers that's up there that you expected them to get stage points and they're just not doing it. That would be the only time to replace him. So he is definitely more of the gambly picks. So you're definitely going to keep him in the garage area. But hey, he's another driver who's gotten a lot of momentum, especially after that great run at Sonoma. They're starting to show signs that, hey, they could be doing something similar to what they were doing last year, slowly but surely trying to get those top 10 finishes again. This could be one of the second races, that he starts to show that, hey, he could be a potential contender to make that final spot in the playoffs. Because believe it or not, he's still in the mix. It's been really crazy between 15th through 20th. Those guys are really, really close right now, and Michael McDowell is in that mix. So, hey, he's another driver to really take a gamble on this weekend and truly consider him. And with that, let's move on to a driver who has had a lot of success here in the past in the lower series at Nashville Super Speedway. He is with Stuart Haas Racing, the number 41 of Ryan Preece. Could be a driver worth taking a gamble on here this weekend. Now, you're going to want to watch practice and qualifying. Just for the simple fact, this 41 car has been struggling for quite a while now. Even before Ryan Preece stepped into a car, Cole Custer had some horrendous seasons in this machine. And we thought Ryan Preece was going to be making some improvements here in this car. And at some points he has, but at the same time, for most races, it's been kind of at the same spot that we saw with Cole Custer. So I'm a little nervous with that. But with that being said, he has shown that he can run really well at this track. He really does enjoy this racetrack. And I'm always a fan for a driver who says, hey, I love this type of racetrack. I enjoy these style of races. And I feel confident that he'll run good here in this race. But like I said, he's definitely one you're going to want to watch practice. You're going to want to watch qualifying. Because if he's not showing those signs, then never mind. Probably scrape him off the list. But as of right now, Ryan Preece is worth taking a gamble on. Two more spots left here in our fantasy picks. There is a few drivers calling my name. This is a little tough. Let's trust Austin Dillon. I want to trust Austin Dillon here in this race. Austin Dillon has had himself a rough season. He is right there at the very back of the points. But Richard Childress Racing has fast equipment. And by the way, I feel bad I left out Kyle Busch. I think Kyle Busch should be considered a mid-tier pick as well. I would put him probably above someone like Joey Logano, so keep that one in mind. I know it's a little bit of a last-second change, but if you want to consider Kyle Busch, he's also shown some great results here in the past and has led both in the 2021 event and 2022 event. But let's talk about his partner, the number three of Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon is no longer the main driver at Richard Childress Racing, and you're starting to see it a little bit. With that being said, he has had a few races where he's shown speed. He's just not been able to execute the race to the very end. Now, with a 14th place finish and a 12th place finish here at Nashville, that's right outside the line of where we feel comfortable. So, if you feel like Richard Childress Racing is going to do good here this weekend, if you feel like Kyle Busch will be more of a top pick, then honestly consider Austin Dillon as a good driver to put inside your garage area. But if you feel like Kyle Busch may not have a good race, or you feel like Austin Dillon in practice speeds, he's about right there around the 20th position, then don't throw him on there. He is an extremely gambly pick just because of the fact that he has not had a great run here in the 2023 season. But based on the past here at Nashville, he does have some better results here compared to other racetracks. And with that, we have one more gamble pick to go with here. And I am going to look at a couple drivers here near the back of my charts. And, I almost want to say consider Corey LaJoie. I really want to say that. Just for the simple fact that Corey LaJoie, when he was struggling in that number 7 car, was still able to run around in the 16th position. That could be our last gamble pick here. And I think I'm going to do that. Yep, we're going to make the last gamble pick be the number 7 of Corey LaJoie. And this is the thing that's really pushing me for this last gamble pick. Gateway, they had such a fast car. Now, granted, it was Carson Hocevar. But again, a track that's not quite a mile and a half track. kind of a smaller racetrack, but at the same time, not a short track. This could work in the favor of Corey LaJoie and Spire Motorsports. That seven car has made leaps and bounds improvements from last year. They're definitely one of the most improved teams. If it's not them, then maybe Front Row Motorsports. But I feel like Corey LaJoie could have himself a really good run here if the car works for him, if he doesn't self-implode like he did at Gateway. I think it was because he had way too much pressure on him. Now he's back in the 7 car. He can focus on his ride, and he's been having some really good runs here throughout this season. You can't take that away from Corey LaJoie. So I think he is a good driver to take a gamble on here. Now, this one's extremely risky, but hey, that's why we call it the gamble category, because these guys can either work for you or they can really set you bankrupt. But for Corey LaJoie, just based on his consistency, I feel comfortable that he's going to have himself a really good race here this weekend. So those are the last drivers here in the take a gamble category. Here's all five of them. We have the number 99 of Daniel Suarez, the number 34 of Michael McDowell, the number 41 of Ryan Preece. Then we got the number 3 of Austin Dillon, and finally, the number 7 of Corey LaJoie. Now we move on to the final category, the featured matchups. We got 4 featured matchups here. If you get these ones correctly, you get an additional 10 points towards your fantasy roster. These are honestly the difference makers between who will win this weekend and which people will fall just short. Our first matchup here is a pretty interesting one, as we have the number 9 of Chase Elliott going up against the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Their odds are exactly the same. Based on what I saw here in the last few races, Denny Hamlin is the better option as of right now. If we see something different in qualifying and practice where the Hendrick cars are once again dominating, then maybe reconsider that. But as of right now, I'm leaning towards more the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Next up here, we have the number 20 of Christopher Bell going up against the number 20 of Joey Logano. I'm going for consistency here. I like Christopher Bell a lot more than Joey Logano. Joey Logano has maybe had some good finishes here and there. They've been mostly due to strategy, and Christopher Bell has just been super consistent. I'd rather take that over luck, to be honest with you. I know they say sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but I mean, your luck has to eventually run out here, and for Joey Logano to have back-to-back-to-back lucky races, I don't really see that one happening. I'm leaning more towards Christopher Bell. Next matchup here, we got the number 12 of Ryan Blaney going up against the number 24 of William Byron. I like William Byron way more than Ryan Blaney, and this one I feel the most confident in, and now that I say that, probably Ryan Blaney will do better, but I'm sticking with my guts, man. My boy William Byron still showing a lot of speed and a lot of great momentum. It's really hard to keep down that 24 team. Even when they're at a struggling racetrack, they still are able to finish near the front. Even at Sonoma, they had themselves an abysmal qualifying time. Their practice was terrible. They still found a way to be running up front there near the end. Yeah, maybe the finish didn't really show that, but they had themselves a pretty decent run. So I'm going with the number 24 of William Byron. And then the last matchup we have here is Ross Chastain going up against Bubba Wallace in the number 23. I think right now it's safe to say that Ross Chastain, if we're looking at past stats, is the better option. But similar to William Byron and Chase Elliott, if Hendrick's doing really good, if the Chevrolets are doing good, then you're going to lean towards more of them. But if you see someone like Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell having themselves really fast times, or Martin Truex Jr.'s up at the top of the podium for qualifying, then maybe consider Bubba Wallace. This one really is based on practice and qualifying. I think that will be the difference maker, because both these drivers are kind of chaotic on the racetrack. Let's be honest here. There's a good chance that they will take someone out or be involved in an incident, whether you're a fan of either of these drivers or not. But based on past results, I'm going with Ross Chastain, just because of those 2 top 5 finishes, and Bubba Wallace has finished outside the top 10 in those 2 finishes. So those are our 4 picks for our featured matchups. We got Denny Hamlin over Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell over Joey Logano, William Byron over Ryan Blaney, and then Ross Chastain over Bubba Wallace. And that was our fantasy picks here for Nashville Super Speedway. And that will conclude today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's really good to be back. I can tell I got a little rusty there in the middle of fantasy picks, but you know what? It's okay. Just being off for 2 weeks, sometimes you just got to get back into the rhythm. And overall, I still think I really like our fantasy picks. I do like our top picks. Our mid-tier picks are going to be pretty interesting, to say the least. And the gamble picks, I definitely made sure they were gamble picks. So it should be a fun weekend here in Nashville, hoping for a really good race. It's a night race on Sunday night, which is very interesting for it to be a Sunday night race. But we'll also have Truck Series and Xfinity Series, so it's going to be a busy weekend over in Nashville. If you want to follow me on social media, the best spots to look at is Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. Instagram, I'm starting to post a lot of the TikTok videos as well as a lot of photos that are related to NASCAR drivers. Really enjoyed the growth there. We're almost to 50 followers. Now, that may sound really small, but I just started doing this over only for 3 weeks. So I'd say that's really, really good. And I thank you guys for giving that jump start for that. If you want to go check that out, that's at Vanilla Wafers 33. Again, 33, not 44 for Instagram. But then on the other ones, for Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, look up Vanilla Wafers 44. All of it NASCAR related. TikTok videos, you get a little bit added extra that you don't see over on Instagram, including NASCAR therapy and a lot more of the card openings on over there, which have been a lot of fun in making the custom some diecast. I've really enjoyed that. YouTube, I'm getting ready to release a video here. I'm doing a ranked tier list of the NASCAR racetracks. That should be fun. And then I'm doing a more serious narrative video, and I'm going to be talking about walls. Yep, walls. Because I feel like we really take the walls on the NASCAR racetracks really for granted. And I really want to show everyone what it took for them to become just starting from hills in the 1940s to safer barrier walls that honestly save lives today. And I think it will be a very fun video to make. It might be a long one, but literally was sitting there thinking to myself, what's something that doesn't sound exciting at first, but I can make it exciting? I'm going to make that video really exciting. About halfway through the script, and right now I'm already getting giddy just talking about it. So again, if you want to look me up on TikTok, Twitter, or YouTube, at Vanilla44 is the way you can find me. And lastly, if you want to join our fantasy games, just look up fantasygames.nascar.com and look up the Field Filler League. We got 73 participants. It's a big league, but if you're able to finish in the top three in any weekend, you'll get a shout out here as well as on TikTok. There's a lot of people who watch TikTok, so it would be really cool if you're able to finish inside the top three one of these weekends. But let's wrap up the episode there. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I have been able to take you to the front of the field. So why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.